Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub, the place to be to get all the latest on everything AI. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda, your AI expert.
We've got a pretty interesting deep dive today, looking at this TechCrunch article everyone's talking about.
Yeah, this one is really interesting.
It's really about this question of, you know, if we do get AGI and superintelligence, will the benefits be for everyone?
Right. Yeah, in the article, it starts off with this really optimistic blog post from OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. He seems pretty confident that they're going to be able to build AGI.
Yeah, he's basically saying, get ready because AGI is going to unleash this, like, wave of innovation and benefits for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And then, but it also highlights this counter argument, like, will everyone really benefit from this, or will it just be concentrated among, you know, a select few?
Right. And so to kind of dig into this, the article, it points to a study from the National University of Singapore, University of Rochester, and Tsinghua University.
Yeah, and so they looked at how ChatGPT impacted freelancers.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Yeah, and they found that it actually boosted earnings for some freelancers. Like, web developers saw a 65% increase in their earnings.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Seems like AI could be a real game changer for freelancers.
Yeah, it did seem that way, but then things shifted a little bit. As AI became more sophisticated, it actually started replacing freelancers in certain fields.
Oh, so what happened to those freelancers? Did they adapt, or were they...
Well, so they found that translators, for example, they actually saw a 30% drop in earnings because AI translation tools became more accurate and available.
Wow, that's a pretty big hit, huh? Mm-hmm. So it seems like that initial boost you get from AI can be short-lived.
Yeah, exactly. And what's more concerning is that this trend, it doesn't seem to reverse. So once AI starts replacing jobs, it doesn't go back.
Oh man, that's a little scary to think about.
It is. It's definitely something to think about. And the article also talks about how some people are saying that Silicon Valley is downplaying the potential dangers of AI.
Right. I saw that. It seems like some people are worried that, you know, the focus on profit and progress is kind of overshadowing some of the ethical concerns with AI.
Right. And then there's also the news that OpenAI is actually losing money on ChatGPT Pro.
Really?
Yeah. So it turns out people are using it so much that the costs are exceeding the revenue.
That's pretty fascinating to see how quickly it's been adopted.
It is. And there's also record funding going into generative AI. So investors are pouring tons of money into this field.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's trying to get a piece of the AI pie.
Right. And then you've got Microsoft increasing their spending on data centers to support AI workloads.
Wow.
Which tells you a lot about where they see things going.
Seems like the tech giants are in an AI arms race, huh?
Does feel that way. And then on a side note, XAI, which is Elon Musk's company, they had to delay the launch of their Grok 3 model.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of hype, but the reality of developing these advanced systems is pretty messy.
Yeah, definitely. And then this one research paper I thought was really interesting. It's from the University of Chicago and MIT, and it focused on how investors are using GPT-4 to analyze earnings calls.
Really?
Yeah. And they found that investors who used GPT-4 to summarize those calls actually saw a 9.6% improvement in their one-year returns.
That's incredible. What's going on there? Is GPT-4 uncovering insights that human analysts are just missing?
Well, the researchers, they think that GPT-4 might be able to pick up on subtle linguistic cues in earnings calls that signal, like, hidden optimism or pessimism.
So it's not just about summarizing the information, it's about understanding the nuances of language and tone.
Exactly. And then the article also featured a model of the week, which I thought was pretty cool. It's called Medigene 1, and it's designed to detect pathogens.
Oh, wow. Tell me more about this. What makes it so special?
Well, it's an AI model developed by Prime Intellect, and they trained it on a massive data set of over 1.5 trillion DNA and RNA sequences.
Wow, that's a ton of data. What's the point of training it on so much data?
So the idea is that by analyzing all of this genetic information, Medigene 1 can learn to identify patterns that indicate the presence of pathogens, even ones that are completely new to science.
So it's like a superpowered disease detective.
Pretty much. And it could be used for things like biosurveillance, pandemic monitoring, even personalized medicine.
Wow. Sounds like AI could really revolutionize healthcare.
It definitely has the potential. And then in the midst of all this talk about progress and potential, there's also legal battles brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Like this case between music publishers and Anthropic, the company behind the Claude AI chatbot.
Right. The music publishers are saying that Anthropic infringed on copyright because they used lyrics from hundreds of songs to train their AI.
Right. So the question is it legal for AI companies to use copyrighted material to train their models? Like, where do we draw the line?
Yeah, that's a big question. Where do we draw the line?
Exactly. And that's what the courts are trying to figure out. Anthropic is saying that their use falls under fair use, but the publishers disagree. So this case could have big implications for the future of AI.
It's a really fascinating legal battle. And it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Definitely. It raises a lot of complex questions about ownership and creativity and the role of AI in society.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. I mean, like, if an AI can write a song that sounds just like a human wrote it, who owns the copyright, you know?
Yeah, it's wild. We're really in uncharted territory, huh? Technologically and legally.
Totally. And that's why we need to be talking about this stuff now, you know, like thinking about what AI means for us and how to make sure everyone benefits.
So let's bring it back to our listeners for a sec. What does all this mean for you? Well, I think if this deep dive has shown us anything, it's that AI isn't just some futuristic concept anymore. It's here now. It's already impacting our lives.
For sure. And it's only going to become more and more common in the years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you're a freelancer, an investor, or just someone who's interested in the future, AI is something you got to be paying attention to.
Definitely. And it's not just about, you know, knowing how to use these new tools, but also understanding like the bigger picture. How is this tech changing the way we work? How is it affecting the economy? How is it shaping society?
Yeah, those are big questions.
They are.
And there's no easy answers. But by staying informed and talking about this stuff, we can at least try to navigate this new world.
Absolutely.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of new tech. But it's also important to remember that there could be some downsides, too.
Right. We need to be aware of those and try to, you know, minimize them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with something to think about, Val. If AI has the potential to, you know, create so much wealth and solve some of the world's biggest problems, how do we make sure those benefits reach everyone, not just a select few?
That's the real question, isn't it?
It is. And it's something we'll keep exploring here on AI Hub. So if you found this deep dive helpful and you want to stay up to date on all things AI, hit that subscribe button and you won't miss any of our future episodes. We'll be diving into new research, analyzing trends, and breaking down complex AI topics to help you make sense of it all.
We're so glad you're joining us as we explore this amazing world of AI.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode of AI Hub. And, you know, we'll make sure you understand everything we're talking about.
Yeah, we're excited to have you all along for the ride as we dive deep into this ever-changing world of AI.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on AI Hub.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.